Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. You know, normally I wouldn't do a show like this one, but we're not in normal times. If you are even remotely aware of the news going on right now, there's just, you know, a lot going on. And I want to be really clear. I want to start out right from the outset that you don't listen to this show for politics or for news commentary. So don't worry. I'm not going to do that. You know, I got frustrated the other day because LinkedIn's algorithm was showing me a bunch of political content, and that's not what I use LinkedIn for, and I don't imagine it's why you listen to the show. I'm also, like a lot of people in the United States right now, and probably those watching around the world, you know, angry and sad and confused. And it's completely understandable if you would be in a similar place. You know, there's a lot going on outside of just day-to-day business right now. We've had these huge, huge peaceful protests following the killing of George Floyd. We've had people who've used those protests as opportunities to turn them into riots. We've got COVID-19. We've got the economy in free fall. And that's not a normal situation by any reasonable interpretation of the word normal. So it's entirely understandable if you are angry or sad or confused by what you see outside your window and your door. And it's entirely understandable that it's hard to focus on the stuff we do day to day in business when it feels like the world around us is going to hell in a handbasket, right? Now, I want to be very clear. I don't think the world is going to hell in a handbasket. I'm not happy about what's going on right now, but I'm hopeful, as I always am, that we will get through this. You know, I have long held that we as people do a lot of two steps forward and, you know, 1.999 steps back. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm afraid that this is one of those 1.99999 steps back at the moment. I also feel like a lot of people that there's not much that I can do that's going to fix the overall problem. You know, I'm just a digital marketing guy. I'm a digital marketing strategist. I'm a digital strategist, right? So me hosting a podcast or sending a tweet or putting something up on Instagram isn't going to fix the world all by itself by any stretch. But at the same time, what I do know is what I can do. And I can do better. I can't fix the overall problem, but I can help fix what's in my control. And that's really what I want to talk about today, is how you can use digital to fix what's in your control. You know, one of the things that I think is most important, and one of the things that digital has really allowed for in terms of the changes it has brought to the business world, is that we are able to listen so much more effectively now than we were able to do 30 years ago or 40 years ago or even before that, right? Listening is an underused skill in marketing. My father always used to say, you know, you got two ears and one mouth, use them in the same ratio. And I think that's a really important point right now, especially right now. You know, are you listening to your customers, all your customers, in the same way? Are you listening to your community, all of the people in your community, in the same way? And I don't want anything that I'm about to say to cheapen the moment. You know, what happened to George Floyd and to too many others like him is a tragedy. what's happened since isn't a response to a single incident. It's a response to years of systemic oppression for our neighbors and fellow citizens. But sending a tweet or a post on Instagram isn't a solution. Is it really, you know, quote, standing with your community if all you're willing to do is a commercial for your company? We've all got to ask, all of us, and I absolutely include me in that, you know, what can we do to help our community? You've got all kinds of customers at home due to COVID-19. You've got boarded up shops. We know that there's a history of things like redlining and other actions that have long created deserts in communities of color and other communities around the country. And this is one of those moments where we're off the map. But I believe that digital can help to change this. This is a real opportunity, not just to sell more stuff. Not that we don't want to sell stuff, don't get me wrong, you know, but to actively help in your community, in our communities. You know, I said, a couple weeks ago, we live online now. And that's true for all of our customers. And that's true for pretty much all of the people within our community. You know, I'm very fond of talking about millennials and the challenges that face that generation as they enter their maturity. Pew has some new research that talks about how millennials trail previous generations at the same age across living in a family unit, across marriage rates, and across birth rates. They're a different set of people than the people who preceded them. The oldest, by the way, will turn 39 this year. So I always refer to them as adults under 40. That's not going to be true in about 12 months' time. And if we're willing to do something different for this group of customers, this group of people, we should be thinking, how are we doing a better job for all of the groups of people who we serve or could be serving? How can we help all of the different people that we can help? You know, we know that there's a challenge with a digital divide. And it's important to ask questions like, is your digital presence available and functional to people on mobile? Not because it's an alternative way for them to access your digital presence, but because it might be their primary and only way to access your digital presence. Does that digital presence require the latest and greatest smartphone? Does your digital presence require unlimited bandwidth? Is your digital presence accessible and usable for people with physical disabilities? These may only be small ways to help, but they're a way to help. They're a way of using digital to make your customers' lives, your community's life, a little bit better. Another thing is, are you using social listening to understand what's working for all of your customers? Are you hearing what their challenges are? Are you hearing what is causing them problems and concerns, and then using that data, using that information, using those insights to again try to make the world a little bit of a better place? That's kind of where I am at the moment. I'm trying to ask myself, is there more that I can do? I've built my career around digital. And many of the changes that divide us, you know, IRL in real life, you know, race, income, wealth, rural versus urban, physical disabilities, and so on, shouldn't exist in digital. I think it's time we ask ourselves, how can we use these tools to create a more just, a more fair, a more open, and a more equal world? And I think that listening, you know, this underused skill is really key to that. I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the answers. There is a very real reason I have called the blog and this show Thinks for so long. it's not no's, right? I don't know the answer. I think there might be some answers here. But I do know that I'm willing to listen. And I do know that I'm willing to make the changes that I can make to try to make the world a little bit better. And maybe if we all can do that, if we all are just willing to listen and all willing to just do what we can to make the worlds that we control a little bit better, maybe it gets better for everybody, everywhere. That might sound naive. That might sound ridiculously optimistic, but I told you at the start of the show, I'm an optimist. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I don't think this is going to solve all the problems, but if we can solve just one person's problem or one problem for a person, isn't that a start towards making the world a better place? And isn't that where we really want to go? Let me know what you think. You know, like I said, this is not going to be a usual show. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what you think. I would love to hear how I can help. I would love to hear how I can do better. It's not enough for me to sit here and tell you, here's how you can do better. I want to know how I can do better too. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You know, drop me a line on Facebook. Drop me a line on Twitter. I'm at TC Peter on Twitter. Send me an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. I want to hear from you because I want to know what I can be doing to do better. And I'm more than happy to share those with you because maybe they can help you get a little better too. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope, especially in these very troubling and challenging times, that you stay safe, you stay well, you stay healthy, both physically and mentally. There's a lot going on in the world, and I want to make sure you're all around to see it and, you know, enjoy it and partake of it as we all work together to make it better. So with that, I hope you are safe and well wherever you are, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, again, please be well, please be safe, and take care, everybody.